Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, hope you're okay. It's 5:08 with Scott on Radio 1. Right, there's several guesses coming in about what the career change is.
You joining the circus?
No.
Starting your own tanning range?
That's a good one. I'd like to, but no.
Are you the latest to be leaving Radio 1 on maternity leave?
That's right. I'm pregnant. No.
New Terry Wogan?
Once again, I'd like that, but probably not.
At Eurovision?
Yeah.
Not on Radio 2,
no,
obviously.
No.
And are you
not going into the Big Brother house.
Okay. Giving me and your mum your blessing?
No.
Marrying Wing?
No. I'll just think about it.
Okay. Gonna be a professional footballer?
Probably not.
No. That's about all?
It's none of those.
What is it then?
Okay. I'm moving into acting.
Right.
It's, you know, I've dabbled before.
Yes.
In my role in Casualty.
A couple of times, yeah.
A couple of times. This is the first attempt in Casualty, where I was, by a fountain in Bristol, and there were some girls with wet T-shirts on, and they were nurses, and they were protesting about the closure of the Holby A&E. Listen to this.
We are
Thank you, thank you. Hi, excuse me, Paul Lang, City Art.
Hi.
Can you tell us what you're doing here today?
Yeah, we're nurses from City Hospital and we're shocked that our emergency department's closing.
Yeah, we just got so hot and bothered, you know, we just fancied a dip.
I've heard there are plans for a big new emergency department at St James's, is that not true?
Yeah, that's true, if you want to go all the way over to Chipping Marsh every time there's an emergency.
Yeah, it's a long way and it's not an easy journey.
Yeah, so that was my first acting.
Yeah, lift it off the page.
And that was, I was Paul Lang, a reporter there. And it was so...
well received.
That I managed to get on it twice.
Yeah.
Here's the second time.
You join me at the site of a dynamic rescue attempt here at Holby Sewers. Sexton Arnold has become one of the heroes of the day. Could you tell us exactly what happened?
Well, I was the one that found him. It was terrible. Blood everywhere. But luckily, I have first aid training, so I knew exactly what to do.
No. Are you playing both parts, though?
No, that was...
Because you're good with accents as well.
No, he was the Bristolian that
right,
helped the bloke.
Right.
So, I've just been told today... Am I allowed to say this? Is that allowed? Okay, that I am going to be in Hollyoaks.
What?
I'm going to be in Hollyoaks.
As what?
I don't know. I'm just going to be in it.
Right. On the basis of what you've done in Casualty?
I don't know.
How are you getting these?
I don't know.
How are you getting these parts?
Maybe they've seen my acting show reel and they're
well,
like,
well, they
yeah,
obviously haven't, otherwise you wouldn't be getting them.
Okay, I'm sensing a little bit of tension in the studio now.
No, only because I think I'm a better actor than you.
Okay.
I think over the years... Some of my roles have definitely been better than your acting.
Yeah, but you've not translated them to the small screen, have you?
This is ridiculous. Even Dave got offered a part in an ITV1 drama not long ago.
What was that, Heartbeat?
I can't remember what it was. But he asked to see the
Poirot.
He asked to see the scripts, though they thought he was being a bit precious, so that was the end of that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Come on in, Dave. I just need to see the script, darling. No, don't bother.
I don't...
Oh. I'll give you more details as I get them. At the moment, it's a bit sketchy.
Are you playing someone's dad?
Right, there's no need to be that horrible.
Much older brother.
Pardon?
Or much older brother.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
I like this text from Lucy. Ooh, Chappers is jealous. Mm. Everyone's
Naomi
saying,
thinks I'm a big baby and I should be backing your career all the way.
Yeah.
Which I do.
It would be nice to have
I
some support.
I am very supportive of your career.
Now, some people are saying, what's the part that you're going to be doing in Hollyoaks? I don't actually know. Basically, what's happened is they want to know if I'm interested and then they will write the part around me. So
do me a favour. They want to know if you're interested, and then they're going to write a part to suit you.
Yeah, I just got, you know, an email saying, you know, provisionally, would you be interested? And I said, yes. And then they were like, okay, well, leave it with us. And, you know, a few weeks, we'll come up with something suitable for your personality.
I bet they're not going to write the role of a reporter for you.
But to be fair to you, because I know you're not taking this well, a lot of people are saying, because they've heard it, they listen to the show for a while, they're saying that your acting is good. And so what I thought we could do to make you feel a little bit better...
Right.
Let me know if this is... let me run this by you. Okay. I know you would like more acting jobs.
Yeah.
So maybe what we could do is some kind of on-air audition. Because I know for a fact that Hollyoaks do listen in the Hollyoaks office.
Right.
And I think the people from The Bill listen as well.
Oh, wow.
If any other... you know, Emmerdale, everyone like that. If any, if anyone else is listening from the offices at the moment and you'd like to email me, it's scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. See if we can get some emails in. If you have maybe a suitable role for my friend here who doesn't have as much acting work as me at the moment.
Thank you, that's very kind. I'll learn from you.
And would you like to do, like, an on-air audition?
Well,
just think about it. Like, there's lots of people listening, and it could be, you know, like, just get it out there as your on-air showreel.
Yeah. What it depends on the role.
Well, I've already thought about that.
No, I thought you might have.
More on this in a minute.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Okay, the offers are rolling already. The new series of Queer as Folk need a camp club DJ. Interested?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Okay. Called Sebastian.
Yeah.
Been on. Any more people from any soaps or anything like that, let us know. On scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
You're not playing Gary Luce's dad, are you, in Hollyoaks?
No, I'm not.
Right, okay.
That's rude. Okay, so what I've got here is some clips from a couple of your favourite films.
Really?
Okay. You know the films that we like.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So this is, you're going to be called...
I just want to know which films you and Chappers like. I don't really know that well yet.
Be like... put it this way. We haven't seen The Godfather.
No.
We have seen...
Dumb and Dumber.
Along Came Polly.
Brilliant. Carry on.
We haven't seen... The Shawshank Redemption.
Well, I have seen The Shawshank.
Oh, you have? All right.
It's the only one.
We haven't seen...
Now we can think of any good films.
I don't even know what they're called, all the good films. Not seen Goodfellas. I had to ask that from someone else. We haven't seen Goodfellas.
Tell us a good film.
We haven't seen Goodfellas, but we have seen Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. That kind of thing. So, this... You're now going to play the part of Cher. Not the one... Not the
Cher?
Singer. Not Cher. But Cher off of Clueless, one of your favourite films.
Right.
A lot of people's favourite film. Okay, here's your inspiration. This is the original, okay. Alicia Silverstone.
Okay, you're probably going, is this like an Oxima commercial or what? But seriously, I actually have a way normal life for a teenage girl. I mean, I get up, I brush my teeth, and I pick out my school clothes. Daddy's a litigator.
There we are.
Oh, all right. God.
Okay, no, seriously.
I don't know if I can do a
on
teenage girl.
Okay, so, right. let's move on.
Stop it.
Right, okay, we're going to, I've got some clips of Daddy, and you're going to be Cher, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so you start with the first line there, okay? You're Cher off of Clueless.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Daddy's a litigator. Those are the scariest kinds of lawyers. Even Lucy, our maid, is terrified of him. He's so good, he gets paid $500 an hour just to fight with people. But he fights with me for free, because I'm his daughter. Daddy.
Chair, please, don't stop with the juicy.
Daddy, you need your vitamin C.
Where's my briefcase?
It's been a couple of months now, so I say we go out to Malibu.
Don't tell me those brain-dead lowlifes have been calling again.
They are your parents, and don't try sneaking out of the office. Dr. Lovitz is coming by to give you a flu shot.
Josh is in town. He's coming for dinner.
Why?
He's your stepbrother.
But you were hardly even married to his mother, and that was 5 years ago. Why do I have to see Josh?
You divorce wives, not children.
Here?
Forget it!
Don't understand that last bit.
There we are. Let us know what you think.
Is that the role that you had to audition for Hollyoaks?
No. I just thought it was something that would be quite up your street.
I think that was a tough one to start.
That was quite hard.
I think you got into it. You started very Mancunian. By the end, you had some sort of twang.
Yeah, well, it took a while, you know. Got to understand the role.
All right, I've got another one here for your on-air edition. Now, this is from another one of your favourite films. Listen.
I think they have an okay time.
How do you know?
I mean, how do I know? I know.
It's from When Harry Met Sally.
No.
I can't wait for this one. Okay.
Please tell me I'm Harry.
No. You're Sally. So imagine, think about it. You are...
people are
Meg
having...
Meg Ryan.
People are having their tea.
No, do you want
also,
more...
Also, there are guests in the studio today. This is terrible.
Do you want more acting work or not?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not quite sure playing Sally is going to get me any.
You've been a prostitute before.
That's true, but I was young... young
school play.
I was acting, yes, that's the word I was looking
just
for.
Just to clarify.
Okay. Right, so...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Mm.
All right, you ready?
You are kidding me.
Okay, well, have a go. Have a try.
Yeah?
Here
I'm
we go.
I'm going to move my chair a little bit away.
Okay, here we go.
I think they have an okay time.
How do you know?
I mean, how do I know? I know.
Because they...
Yes, because they...
And how do you know that they really...
You don't think that I could tell a difference?
Nah.
Get out of here.
Ooh.
Are you okay?
Oh.
Oh. Are you okay?
Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Oh, right there. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. God. Oh. Oh. It isn't normal that a woman's laughing at me at this point. Well, actually.
Just do a couple of more oh gods and we'll leave it.
Oh, God. God. Oh. Oh, God.
I'll have what she's having.
There we are. Get in touch if you work on any of the soaps.
Why would I have to do that in Emmerdale?
I've not seen Emmerdale for a while. It might have changed. The Chris Moyle Show.